So you could what? Shalom. Okay, everybody say. Yes, sir? Should we start?
Yeah.
See, that's what you need, the old fashioned, the hard copy, the old fashioned. You know, like I say, the card catalog never goes down. The system, you know, ULIS might go down, but the card catalog, you know, even though they stopped making cards in the past 15, 20 years, but anything before that, you know, what can I tell you? That's my shita. Yeah? Okay, shalom. Okay. How do I put on this one? Is this one on? Whose is this one?
It might still be recorded from the previous year.
Okay. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Beisecha. So we discussed what is a bais, dalet al dalet, makam dira. We did a good talking about that. So there is a drasha in the Gemara in Menachos that says, you'll find it here, beisecha derech biascha. Derech biascha. Is there one gimel or something? In other words, a mezuzah is about coming into the room. We mentioned that last time. Derech biyascha. And the Gemara says in Menachos that when you enter the room, since you enter the room with your right foot first, so therefore the mezuzah is always on the right side. Pesecha derech v'yascha.
Page 27.
And that is Menachos Lamed Dalet Amud Alef. Tanya beischa v'yascha min hayamin. Derech v'yascha min hayamin. Dichi akar inish karei diyamina akar. Now, of course, This is unilateral, meaning even for us lefties. How many lefties here? Okay, for us lefties, we have to conform. We have to be conformists here, and we, even though we might walk in the room with our left foot first, right? Doesn't matter. This is a din yamin hanichnas for everybody. So the question that's raised is, I mentioned this last week, what's called yamin? Meaning, I come in this room, so there's yamin, but as I go here, this is yamin from this perspective. Everything in life is perspective. So coming in, the perspective is right. When I go here, this is yamin. So as I told you, the yisod that I think is the Pashup Shot, is that it's always the first Knesa. Everything else is called backtracking, and backtracking is not Knesa. Backtracking is Yitzhiyah. And the Mechayiv Mezuzah is Knesa. Biyoscha. Nichnas. Backtracking is is Yitziyah, and Yitziyah does not have a Chi of Mezuzah. That's why Rav Abadi pointed out to me, he thought that if you have an exit door, you shouldn't need that you only use for exit, so you shouldn't have any Chi of Mezuzah. If it's just going out, La'avir Ha'olam. Now, the question is, how do you... Okay, so this room is pretty pashut, because there's not only one way to get into this room. Right? There's only one way to get into this room. So, this is the knisa. When I come out, you see, sometimes, like in your home, when you're in different places, there are multiple doors to one room, and one room you're going in, one room going out. So then it's a question, what's the knisa? What's the yitzia? Here, it's pashut. Going in is the knisa. Going out is the yitzia, and therefore we put the mezuzah there. They put a mezuzah here and here. Muzar. Except for who says to do it like that? In certain cases where we're not sure. So the Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden had this thing of, if you're not sure, so you can put a mezuzah here and then put a mezuzah the other way. And it's not Baal Tosef because Mamanoshach, one of them is no good. See, the case Rav Moshe said to Rabbi Rakefet was to put two on one thing. So that's even though there's one sheet of the Maram Chik, it says nothing. Okay, now it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't give us enough klalim to see. Like, say we would have another door over there. So which way would it go? So the Gemara doesn't give us too many klalim. There's one klal that the Gemara gives, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Pei Tes Siv Gimel. And this klal is a question what this klal is. This is... Are we rolling? Can I use these markers? It's called Heckert Seer. Heckert Seer. Which meant that Bisman Chazal, the way the doors were made, was you had a little hole in the ground. I imagine it's like, you know what I call it? Like, you know when you go golfing, that little hole, you know, where the ball goes in? So there was a hole, and in that hole, there was a vertical stick, and then the door would swing on that vertical stick. And the hole was put, you had two adjacent rooms, so the hole either had to be put in one of the rooms. Right, it wasn't going to be, there's no middle. It was this room or that room. So whichever room the hole was in, that's where the stick was, so that's called the knisa, going there. So today, we don't have doors that way. So the modern-day poskim say that for us, you know what Heker Tzir means? Which way the door opens is Heker Tzir. So look, hey, look at this, Rabosai. This is a perfect room to tell to teach you this yourself. Look at this door. How does it open? So Luchara, based on the concept of Heketzir, whichever way it opens, that's called the Knisa. Then the mezuzah should be here. It's a very good Gemara. When we're going against the Gemara. So what's the word? So first let me tell you that if this would be a Lubavitcher institution, so Lubavitcher's Minhag Chabad, which seems to be the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, not bad, you have the Shulchan Aruch on your side, the Gemara on your side, and everything else, is that you follow Heker Tzir. And therefore if this would be a Lubavitcher institution, then the mezuzah would be this way. It would not be a mezuzah here, it would be mezuzah there. because as the Gemara says, whatever the and that's a Gemara here on Reish Pei Tes, page 29, Reish Pei Tes Gimel. Right, the where the hole is. Whereas wherever the hecker tzir is, that's where the so where the hole is, that's called the room, and therefore that's called the knisa. So again, so today we don't have that way, but the idea is whichever way the post can explain that the door is opening, so this would be the knisa. So in a minach chabad is to do, or in the base medrash, you know, the Zeisman base medrash, all the doors open what?
Into the hallway.
Into the hallway. How do they open? Into the hallway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so even though we have it, all the mezuzahs going into the base medrash, but if this would be a Lubavitcher institution, which it's just not, all the mezuzahs would be going into the hallway. I'll explain more. I'm not finished yet, but yeah.
Yeah, what about the ways that like go both ways?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Well, so what's the pshat? I once discussed this years ago with Rav Yehuda Marlow. He was one of the poskim, the dayanim from Chabad. So he said to me, except for the front door. The front door, even if it would open outward, you'd still always put the mezuzah going in. So he once asked the Rebbe, this is a Rebbe Shazach. He asked the Rebbe, how can you call this the Knesset? Isn't this the Yetziah? So you know what the Rebbe's response was? It's a Rebbe's response. He says, theoretically, you can come in the window. So then this could be the Knesset. Yeah. Even though, who does that? But since in theory you can come in through the window, so therefore we could say that this is the Knesset for this room, and where the Heketzir is Kaver. Now, this is not Minhag Yisrael, even though it's Minhag Chabad, because Chabad, this is the only thing that's mentioned in the Gemara. So we don't do that. So what do we do? So we say, like Rav Shachter pointed out, that we only use Heket Seer when it's not evident what the Knesset is. Here it's evident that the Knesset is this way. Right? So then there's nothing to talk about. And there is a big machloikas aposkim, as Rav Shechter pointed out from the Mechasiyitzchak, the Chalkas Yov, whether what's called Knesset? Is it based on, but you have two adjacent rooms? Again, this room is very simple. Rav Shechter called the Cheder Pnimi, because there's no way, barring the Rebbe Shazach of coming through the, flying in through the window, but the Parshat Pshat, you only get in the room this way. So this is clearly the Knesset. But you know, if you have a bigger house, you know, you could have one room that has multiple ways of coming in, so then it's a whole discussion what the Knesset is. So Rav Shechter pointed out that the Machlokes HaPoskim, whether the room that's used more readily is, if two adjacent rooms, whichever room is used more readily, that's called Knesset to that room. But the Pashup Shad of the Poskim, like, that's how I tell people. Rav Gutman told me they thought the Mikir Halakha is the flow of traffic. That's the Knesset. Whatever the flow of traffic is. So if the flow of traffic would be going from this room in here, so that's the flow of traffic. And that's why so what's the Heketzir about? The Heketzir is when we're not clear which way the flow of traffic. It's flow of traffic both directions. And again, backtracking doesn't count. So it means that Luitzur, there would be another room over here. And people would be coming say there would be another entrance into this building on this side, and some people would be coming into the building this way and coming this way, and some people come from outside this way, then you have a flow of traffic both ways, and we can't determine which is more. So then, the Hekert Siyah, as Rav Shachter pointed out, the poskim assume that will be the tiebreaker. But if it's clear here, we don't need a tiebreaker. It's 100-0. Everyone's coming in this way, right? Everyone who came to the shiur today, no one came through the window, right? Everyone came in this way. So this is the knisa. Kuliyam lo pligi. Nothing to talk about. Hekert Siyah is going against it, but Hekert Siyah is not a koveya, like Rav Shechter pointed out. The poskim assume it's only a tiebreaker. But if it's clear which way is the knesset, that's it. So that's the. But who asked? You asked me. What if it goes both ways? So let me say it in a different way. You said, what if it goes both ways? What if it's what? A sliding door. Right. That's the same way of saying both ways, because then there's no. That's how Shechter explained, others explained. So then what do? There's no. So, meaning, what if your tiebreaker is we use the Hekert Siyah as a tiebreaker? I don't know if you mamish have to stand there and count, you know, but more or less it's the same, so, you know, try to figure out which is more the Rov, which is the Knesset. So what's it then by a tiebreaker? So the Hekert Siyah is the tiebreaker, but if there's no tiebreaker, it's either there's no door or there's a sliding door, so it doesn't go in or out either direction. So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva. Only Rav Moshe could say such a thing. Rav Moshe was, you know, mechadesh, kol Torah tekula. It's unbelievable. He said chidushim. But you can't, if you're not Rav Moshe, you don't say chidushim like Rav Moshe said, because it could be a tosefta that you didn't, like Rav Shachter pointed out, it could be a tosefta you didn't see, and it'll shtog up your whole thing. So as Rav Moshe was on the caliber of being mechadesh chidushei Torah aliba de hilchasa lemaisa, because you want to give a shiur, you want to speak at shalosh shudas, you say whatever you want, and you know, but you want to paskin like that, you know. Rav Moshe said chidushim, and he paskin based on his chidushim. So the mezuzah, you know, is not the end of the world. Rav Moshe had bigger chidushim on things like. Other things, you know, that. But Moshe was. That's what who said? Rav Alpert said at the Levaya for Moshe. You know, he was from the caliber of the Chasam Sofer and the Noda Behuda. It's a whole different league. You know, it's from Gedoy Le'achroinim. It's Chad, you know, like Chad Bedori. You have somebody like that, who's from that. So Rav Moshe is mechadish, that if it's equal. The knesses are equal. Everything's equal. And say the rooms are used more or less the same. The knesses is equal, and there's no. So you know what Rav Moshe says? It's potter min mezuzah. Because he says that a mezuzah has to be niker. The chiyuv is the knesa, and if the knesa is not niker, that's a ptur in the mitzvah itself. Because we don't know which is the knesa and which is the yitzia. We don't know, because it's people coming. If there would be a way, you know, as I said, if there would be a doorway from outside here, and people were coming this way, and people were coming from the other way, and we couldn't determine it's potter. Lemaisa, I think Rav Shechter said over here from Rav Belsky that when the Shiloh would come up, Rav Moshe would say to the person, "So what did you do?" And they say, "Oh, we did this way." So leave it that way. Meaning, you know, either way could work. But it's important that, you know, you could buy a very nice mezuzah and you don't know how to put it upright, then you don't get the mitzvah. You know, these things are liikuva. which way to put it in, which side. You know, put it on this side versus that side. So Chabad, they're taking a stand. They say that no, that Heckert Seer is not a tiebreaker. Heckert Seer, that's the most important thing, because that's the one that's in the Gemara. Rav Goodman said to me, he thought this from Satmar, he said to me, no, but the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, Derech Biyoscha, that goes without saying. You don't need a Gemara to tell you that. That's Derech Biyoscha, so that's included, and Rav Goodman pointed out. Okay. Okay, so that's the that's that. Okay, so let me say it like this. So that's the din of Heckert Seer. Oh, so now let me tell you something about where to put the mezuzah. I mean, we discussed just now, do you put the mezuzah on the which side? So we said the main thing is the flow of traffic. Whichever way the flow of traffic goes, that's the way you put the mezuzah. Now, where do you put the mezuzah? Where on the doorway? Where on the doorway? So there's a couple of things. First of all, where do you put it? Whereas you put it here, you put it here, you put it here. So here, the door closes on it, so it doesn't give us much choice. So we're going to put it here. But the halacha is, it really should be betefach achitza. That's, in other words, because the mezuzah, post can say, is protecting. So you want the mezuzah further out. Betefach achitza. So here, it's a little bit, but as long as it's in the halal ha-pesach, it's okay. But a lot of times, like, people have an archway, and the archway is pretty thick. So where should they put the mezuzah? On the tefach achitza, on the outer. This way, the post can point out it detects more. Here, you don't have much of a choice. So you put it here, because it's going to close on the thing. So you put it here, but don't put it here. Here, if you could put it on the halal ha-pesach. That is very important. Some poskim hold that you could put it maybe here, but some hold it's no good over here. In other words, the halal ha-pesach is somewhere over here. And that's a, yeah.
There's sometimes, particularly, it's where people embed the mezuzah inside.
Yeah, so, right. In Eretz Yisrael, you see that. I don't think I've ever seen it in America.
Would that be preferable on a door like this in theory?
Right, so people, right, the din is that you can put the mezuzah in the mezuzah. Put the mezuzah in the mezuzah.
So you said not to put it on the halal pesach?
No, in the halal pesach. This, the halal is this over here as opposed to on the front,
oh,
on the bottom. This is the halal pesach. On the side. The side of the thing. In Eretz Yisrael, you have the Jerusalem stone, right? You see the mezuzah. And it has to be within the tefach achitza. Whereas you can't say, I'm going to put it, and it has to be nikar. But you can't put it in the Jerusalem stone and then plaster it up. And then you won't even notice there's a mezuzah there. Even though the mezuzah is there, then it doesn't catch it. A mezuzah has to be nikar that it's a mezuzah. And that's going to lead into our next discussion.
If the door is closing there, then you could put it in the front or back. If the halal pesach is just the width of the door that's going to slam into it, then you would be able to put it in the...
You mean
if there's no spot.
Right. So, b'shas hadchak, if there's no spot, there's usually going to be either a spot on this side or on the other side. You know. But if there's no spot, then you put it on the...
On the side here or something like that. Better to be on the side than not to be nicker at all.
Meaning it's preferable
to put it on the side rather than on the door.
Yeah, this is a room over here. It's supposed to be here. On the side. On the halal ha-pesach.
But if no one could see that, that's...
But why can't no one see? What do you
if
mean
the door? If the door covered the closed on the width of the halal.
I mean, if there's no room, in other words, if,
yeah.
if there would be no room to put it, then there's no room to put it. Where are you going to put it?
No, then you could place it inside the doorpost. Is that?
Oh yeah, that would be great. I don't know. You know, that would be a great thing to do if you could drill a hole and then put it there. You know, most people, that's not a simple matter to drill holes in something like this. But yeah.
In the situation Rabbi just described, where there is no place to put it, Rabbi opened the door and showed to put it on the outside. Is that really preferable? Does it matter at that point if it's on the inside or the outside?
Yeah, it's a discussion, you know, about Achari Hadelis or something like that. We'll maybe get to it in a second. Especially in married couples' rooms, in a married couple bedroom. So we try that the mezuzah should be on the outside. So this, because there's a din, a person's not allowed to cohabit with his wife in front of Sefer Torah, mezuzah, or something like that. So therefore, the way most bedrooms work is that the mezuzah will be there, and when you shut the door, the mezuzah will be on the other side. So then there's a mechitza hamafsekes between the mezuzah and the bedroom. In fact, there's one sheet in Rishonim that we don't really paskin like that says that a married couple's bedroom is really potter min hamezuzah. Because just like a bathroom is potter, because things, you know, it's not shel kavod, so to a married couple's bedroom, since there's intimacy that goes on there, so that's also... But that's considered a das yachid. That's considered a das yachid, and therefore we say fakert, that married couple in the heights. Some of the only places you could even make a bracha is in the bedroom, because most of the rooms are not even dalal al dalal. Either not dalal al dalal, or they don't have a door. Right? I've gone into many apartments in the heights, and every room in the heights is either not dalal al dalal, or they don't have a door. Even in the heights, the bedrooms, the married couple's bedrooms are dalal al dalal. You know, even us in the heights. But so there is one shita that says that that's also considered ainul kavod, but we don't necessarily follow that that shita. Okay, so you put it in a halal pesach. Now, where do you put it? The Gemara says shlish elyon. You put it in the shlish elyon. So that means the top third, the bottom of the top third. Bottom of the top third. And that's a din of the shlish elyon. Now, let me tell you something. If I could find it. You have the Shulchan Aruch, what page it's on? Yeah, let's see. So, yeah. Just see if I find it in a second. If not, I'll continue speaking until someone finds it for me. What page? 33. Okay. Shkaya. 33. Let's look on page 33. Yeah. Base. Shreif page test base. Eizu mokum kviyosu abto chalala pesach tefach asomuch luchutz betchila shlisha olyon. Okay. In other words, if it's not mamish the shlish elyon, it's still okay, provided that it's not within a tefach of the mashkel. In other words, if you put the mezuzah, or say the mezuzah is a little bit higher than the shlish elyon, still okay. But if you put it within a tefach of the mashkel, that's considered too high. And if you put it lower than the shlish elyon, puzzle. That's likuva. Then they start sarach la likbor al yomin hanichnas. They cover me small psula. They look in the shach dalit shera. Have a lamata mishlisha elyon posel. Kach. Here's Beis Yosef Abba. Now, the big question, and this to me is a yisoid how you say this. Okay? Ilul Vasi, oh, for this. What if you have a very big doorway? Yeah, but I mean, like in the library, when you go in and on the ground floor, there's a doorway there that leads, you know what I'm talking about? On the ground.
Stairs.
Yeah, those stairs, they're big, a big doorway. So what do you do? No. So there's a Yerushalmi and Megillah. Yerushalmi and Megillah, Zokt, the Shach quotes it, Pesach Avo Harba Yanichere Kenerge Ksefa. Shoulder height. Even though that's far below Shlish Elyon. That's far below Shlish Elyon. Right? But that's the din. That's the shach. Now, Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer, but he says he doesn't think we should paskin like this, because he's a mechaber person, Maran Beit Yosef, mechaber didn't bring such a din. All we have in Beit Yosef, Shlish Elyon. All we have is Shlish Elyon. Therefore, and the shach is very mekubal. But Chacham Ovadia Yosef, no, not in Maran. So therefore, he would say, if you have this big doorway, you have to put it way up there. So that's his psak is not the mekubal. It's not the mekubal psak. The mekubal psak is when it's very high, you go connected Sefai. Not like Maran. Not like Rav Ovadia says. So that's not even though that's what he says, because he thinks that there's not that it's not in Bavli. This is in the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli. Bavli never had such a thing. Oh, so Rav Yitzchak Abadi once told me that he thought Avada we paskin like the Shach. So this is what he told me. Big Yisod. I saw in another sefer that the Chazanish basically held from the same Yisod, and then I saw maybe the Nesivis even holds from this Yisod, and this is like to me is a fantastic Yisod, and it explains half of Hilchos Mezuzah with this Yisod. And that is, see, I always grew up, this is how I grew up, that there are two tracks. There's the regular door track, Shlish Elyon, and then there's the big door track, which is the Kinegik Seifan. Two, as we say, maslulim. Two different. So Rabbi said, no, not true. It's one thing. It's one din. The din of Shlish Elyon is because that's the regilus of where... You see, the point is that you should see the mezuzah going in and going out. It should be nikar. We have halachas like that, like I told you. If you put it in the wall, you can't plaster it over. You're not even yotzeh, because it has to be... In other words, the Torah wanted that when you go in and out, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's nikar. So if it's going to be so high up, you're not going to see it. So the Shlish Elyon is basically a way of saying, that's the normal way. If you have a normal door, and you're a normal height, you're not, you know, so you go in. So this is the bottom of the Shlish Elyon, and hey, more or less by my shoulder, because I'm not a midget, I'm not a giant, maybe a little tall, but not you know? And so this is where it is. So that's the din really of the Shlish Elyon. So basically what the Yerushalmi is telling us is that when it's very big, don't be a stickler for the Shlish Elyon, because that's not what the Shlish Elyon is all about. The Shlish Elyon is a taich in Bein Kseifav, because that's nikar of where it should be, and therefore, so that's why Rav Avadi thought that Avada we paskin like the Shach, not like Rav Avadi Yosef said. And that's the Minhag HaOlam is not like Rav Avadi Yosef. Even though I guess the people who follow Rav Avadi Yosef through the thick and the thin will, you know, the people out there who, you know, that's it. You know, Rav Avadi Yosef is the end all be all, which they have a right to. Sfarnim who do that, so then in Afanami they'll put it on top for, you know, high up, and that's it, because he holds that the Mechaber doesn't paskin like that, and it's only the Yerushalmi, and maybe we don't paskin like that. But the Minhag HaOlam is to follow the Shach. Oh, so based on this, this is my article, if you want to read it, in the Beis Yitzchak. I wrote an article about the kitchens in the Heights. I told you about that last time. So, even though my body there differs with what I said, but I, in other words, the kitchens in the Heights, right? They have this, right? They have this, and they have this. This is like, you can put something on, right? And then you go through here, right? You've all seen it, right? There's a little bleak ha here. So basically, there are four possibilities where you can put up the mezuzah. Either here, or here, or here, or here. So you're not going to put up four mezuzahs. So a lot of people put it on the... on this little... because there is a sivus, the Piskei Tshuva quotes in the sivus, that if it's 10 tefachim high... it's not 10 tefachim high, you can't. If it's 10 tefachim high, then you put it here. So you'll see in a lot of different apartments, you'll see that little mezuzah down. Yeah. Which is what to say for that. And I think, I was once walking in the Lower East Side with Rav David Feinstein in Shabbos morning. And I was asking him the Shaila, so he stopped by the gate. And he also thought maybe it looked like this. But there are, you know, many who say like this, but I thought, and Rav Avadi also thought like this, but I thought, no. I thought, and this is what I write in the article there, that that you should put it here. Why? It's not my own Kiddush. It's the Nedas Kedoshim in the Mikdash Ma'at says that this din, that you put it here, is, in other words, if you have a big thing and then you have a small thing coming out, if it's 10 tefachim put on the bottom, that's only if this is still part of the Shlish Elyon. It means like this. It means like this. You have a very tall thing. So the Mikdash Ma'at, the bottom of the Das Kedosh, so if you put it here, it's still within the Shlish Elyon, so then you put it here. But if you're going to do it here, this is not in the Shlish Elyon anymore. So that's what I hold. Even though I admit to you that is not the sheet of many people, but I still maintain, and especially even though Rav Avadi himself said this, but I thought works in very good that it should be the whole idea of the that is gavoa is that it should be nikar. So just like when it's too high, it's not nikar. So when it's too low, you're not looking at it over here. So why did the other people disagree? They insist to put it here, because they hold that it has to be in the halal haPesach. So if you don't walk in, you can't walk here. You only walk here in the middle. So this is not the halal haPesach. So it's, but I thought no. The word is that this is really the Pesach, and it's just you can't walk here. So you walk here, but this is the mezuzahs of the Pesach. So I still thought that it comes. It's also relevant. There's another case that this is relevant for. You'll ever see every once in a while, you'll see a house that has a pillar, like pillars here, right? So you can't walk through here. It's too small between the end of the mezuzah. You know, I made it a little bit bigger, but it's usually even smaller than that. So you can't walk through here. You walk through here. So should you put the mezuzah here or here? So, Rabbi thought you should put it here. I thought maybe you should put it here. Because the Maisa, it could be that this is not even Chayiv, because this is Lachzuke Tikra. This is not really a mezuzah. This is just to hold up the, to make it sturdy. So the real, so the counter argument is, you don't walk in here. Again, I made it, you know, it's really, I mean, less space. You can't walk here. So that's not the, the Pesach, so put it here. But put it here, maybe this is not even called the mezuzah. So I'm more into the, that other, but yeah.
Would it be possible to say that in both cases, the counter argument on their part would also be, perhaps there's also the sort of nicker concern, let's say in this new case, that when the mezuzah is hidden behind the column, or here when the mezuzah is hidden behind the shelf, it's you.
Yeah.
Although it is better because it's in the Shlish Elyon, it's lacking a nicker aspect.
Yeah, but it could be, yeah, but so my counter argument back is that you can see it. It's not in a nicker.
So here...
Here, yeah, this case maybe... In this case you can also see, as you're walking, you can see.
Yeah,
that, maybe not as good as this case. Here, your mamish can see it. It's just, you know... Anyway, you're going to have to see the mezuzah, you're going to have to tilt your head. So you're going to see it. Over here, when you walk here, you don't look, you know... So... okay, but... But anyway, as I told you yesterday, most of these kitchens in the Heights, anyway, they're not dalal al dalal anyway. So it's only a chumra anyway of the Chamud Daniel or of the Rabbi Kivegi, whichever way you go with it. So the only thing is that every once in a while, somebody showed me their apartment in the Heights where they had such a thing like going into their living room. And that was a big room. So then there's what to talk about. Even though you should know. Okay, so that's the... But you want to read it. I wrote the article with all the pratim in the Beis Yitzchak, and it was one of the two last ones that came out, you know, the two of them that came out together. So I wrote that. I wrote that up. Okay. A couple of things. Okay, renting. That's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Kuf Beis, page 36. Maskir buys the chavero, so we say hala maskir ala socher lasos lo mezuzah, because mezuzah is chovas hadar. Excuse me. So you put it, the socher has to So the big question that you get all the time here in the Heights, you know, Heights is a, you know, transient community. People are moving in, moving out. Mezuzahs, yes, they're taking, going back and forth, you know. Some people actually stay, but a lot of people are moving in and out. So there's always questions. The mezuzahs, take the mezuzahs, can't take the mezuzahs, what's the story? So there is a halacha in the Gemara that you're not supposed to take a mezuzah. You're not supposed to take a mezuzah with you, because the mezuzah is protection. And here's Gemara in Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, page 36 in Bava Metzia. It says, "Ukshehu yotzei lo yitlena biyado." Except if it's a goy. If it's a goy moving in, then, you know, he can take it. But Yisrael, you shouldn't take it. You shouldn't take the mezuzah. Lo yitlena biyado. Oh, so Rabbi points out, the Ramah says, and Reish Sadi Aleph Beis, that im hikpid al moseh hasheni tzarech l'shalem lo, that the guy has to pay you for it. It's not a freebie. It's not a freebie. There was, he has to pay you for it. And if he doesn't want to pay you for it, you can take it. That's what Rav Abadi said to Pashup Shah and the Ramor. So you can pay, because Rav Abadi said, in other words, just like you can't be mazik him, he can't be mazik you. In other words, it's not a... But if he insists he wants to buy it, that's this din. Then you have to give it to him. You have to sell it to him. You don't have to sell the cases. If you have some special cases that you want, we could take the cases and just leave him with without, you know, we'll get his own cases. Or if you want some discuss, if you want, if your mezuzah's special sentimental value, so you leave him up another, you know, but you can't leave him without mezuzahless, because it's protection. Now, what's the din of schiris? So schiris was a machloik, we paskin, pashup shawis chaskin, that the whole din of socher is only midraban. Whereas the din d'oraisa is to put a mezuzah only if you own the house, beisecha. But if you don't own the house, you're just renting, then it's only chiv d'rabban. So that's what some poskim held. I think Rabbi Kivega quotes this, that it could be that if you're renting, say people renting in the Heights, so all the doorways that don't have doors, you might not have to put a mezuzah on. Because if there's no door, it's a machloikis, it's a suffix where there's a chiv. According to Rambam, where there's no door, there's no chiv. Right? So every doorway that doesn't have a door, we put up, right? But maybe you only have to put up in a house that you own, because then it'll be a shiloh of a daraisa. But some poskim hold, if it's only a house that you're renting, and there's no doorway in that particular room, so then what? No mezuzah. Safik d'rabban l'kula. Because if there's a door, no door, it's a safik. Rambam says not pachayiv at all. Others say yes. And the whole chiyiv by socher is only a d'rabban anyway. So safik d'rabban l'kula. So the ma'isa, if somebody's short mezuzah, so I'll tell them, you know, and you're in a rented house, so all the doorways that don't have doors, that could be your last you know, you can, that could be the last thing to put up. You know, so if you don't have a mezuzah now, you know, you'll get it. But make sure the ones that have the big rooms with doors, that you make sure you do sooner than later. But once you own the house, then it's a daraisa, so then you don't have such a cool. Even though the maisa, we put them on. Schirus, the Gemara says, chater kol lamed yom. In other words, you don't have to put the mezuzah up. If you buy a house, you have to put the mezuzah up right away, as soon as you move in. The day you're moving in, the mezuzahs have to be up. No freebies. You can't say, I'll wait till tomorrow. No, you're moving in today into the house, the mezuzah has to be up, or else you mevatel a mitzvah seseh min haTorah. If you bought the house. If you're renting, so then you have a...
Yeah, if it's a mortgage or not, or...
Then you have 30 days.
You own the house
entirely?
It's considered a
schemes. No,
you bought it. No, but
let's say that's
mortgage,
so
the bank owns it.
You don't, right.
Right, you bought it. Right. You bought the house, just helping you pay the money, you know. Some people can tell you it takes them 40 years to pay up the mortgage, you know. So they don't give you a tour for 40 years.
Well, then it will be the
Rabbanon. Yeah, for 4 years only the Rabbanon, right. But
the bank doesn't own the house, just the house is collateral on the loan.
Right, so it's you own it.
Yeah.
So, mortgages are important, yeah. So, as I said, so the question is, the big question with rental is, you have to, since the chiyuv is only on day 31, so do we say, so don't put it up till day 31? Okay. Don't put it up till day 31. What do we say? No. You can put it up right away. So, this is Azoy. There is a Derech Chaim of the Nesivus. The Nesivus wrote a sitter. Called what? Derech Chaim Siddur. And in the Siddur, he has Piskei Dinim. Okay? So somebody in the recent years, more than one person, had this idea. Smart idea. He says, you know, all due respect to the sitter, we have plenty of sidurim. What do you need a sitter for? So get out the sitter. You want the sitter, you'll use another sitter. Let's just print it with just the Piskei Halachas. Forget Baruch Shomer. You know, you can get that someplace else. You know, just put it in the. So two people had this great idea, and they did very nice jobs, one with more extensive footnotes, and we have it in the library, because there are a lot of Chidushei Dinim from the Nesivos that only appear in the Siddur, in the Derech Chaim. So, Epis, there's one psak that, I don't know, as Rabbi Yaakov Roblowski pointed out, it's not so simple that that's what the Derech Chaim really even meant, but the way the Olam says it over is that the din of day 30 is only if you're planning to stay there for that 30 days, so then you don't have to put it up. But if you know Meikari, you're planning to stay there for 45 days, then you should put it up right away. In other words, if you don't know you're staying there, so then once you hit day 31, then you'll put it up. But if you know Meikari, you're staying there for 45 days, or 36 days, or whatever, then you put it up. That's the Derech HaChaim's psak. So the question is, do we follow him? So we'll speak in a second. And then there's a psak. Rav Shechter likes to quote it over from Rav Shach. Interesting. Rav Shach in the Sefer the Rambam says something. Usually the Rav Shach Sefer the Rambam is not a psak Sefer, but there's one, you know, thing that he seems to say in the Halacha that Rav Shechter isn't quoting, and that is if there's a lease, if you sign a lease right away, so then the day 30 thing doesn't apply. That then you have a chover, you know. So Rav Moshe, I'll tell you what Rav Moshe says, and then we're gonna see what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, because what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says I like the best. But I'll tell you in a second. So Rav Moshe says, look, you're moving in, you're renting here in the Heights. So you know you're going to be here for more than 30 days, right? So according to the so-called Nesivos, you chayv right away to put a mezuzah. But according to those that argue with the Nesivos, so maybe Dafka should wait till day 31. Because until day 31 is not, is no chova. And if you put it up too early, maybe that's not right to put it up before the chova sets in. So, Moshe writes, he thinks that you should put it up right away without a bracha, and then on day 31, touch the mezuzah and make the bracha. That's what he writes. So, I don't know. It's not so much the minhag olam to do like that. Moshe writes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. One second, let me think for that 1 second. So maybe you would put it after. I don't know. I have to think about that. But it's good. Like by pidyon haben when it's Shabbos, so you do it there. I think if I'm not mistaken, right? Because to do it before is just too early. And then. Well, I have to check that both on Pidyon HaBen and Mezuzah to make sure I'm saying the right thing. Oh. And then Rav Moshe says he thinks that Derech Chaim doesn't apply to bungalow colonies. Because Rav Moshe writes a thing, it's an interesting perspective of the mountains. And if you're a mountains person, you can't relate to this. Rav Moshe says, no one really wants to be in the mountains. That's what he writes. No one really wants to be there. I don't know. I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I love the mountains. No one wants to be in the mountains. But the word is, your house is too hot, so you got to schlep to the mountains. But you'd love to come back. So he thought, so there, you wouldn't say that they're a chayim. You'd only put it up dafka at day 31. That's what he... But... Chaim Kanievsky, he thought that even though the chiyuv is not till later, if you If you want to put it up now, when you move in, you can put it up right away. So that's what I tell people. You can put it up right away. And in the back of my mind, I have those poskim like Rav Shach and other poskim like Farfus quoted that you always have the least svar as well. Rav Chaim Kanevsky didn't even work with the least svar. He just said that Lemaisa, you're living there, so even though there's no chova, you could still put it up right away. He doesn't think it's yeah. So not everyone is, so when I, you know, because you know, that's what he holds. Because you know, you're making the room fit to live there. So even though you're not living there yet, but just like you, I think he makes a dimyon with shchita. So when you shecht, so you're making a bracha on the shchita because now you can eat the animal. So now you can live in the house. So even though you're not living here, but there's something that's, it's not like a case where you, like if you didn't have a doorway, and now you're putting a mezuzah, so that's tasav lomenosa, because there's nothing there. But here you have the structure. It's just you're not living there yet, so he didn't think there's a halacha that you'd mamish have to wait to put up a mezuzah with a bracha till when you live there. He thought you can do it right away, even before. Makes it more convenient.
Those who say that you should wait till day 31 is a good tasav lomenosa.
Well, they're saying that partially because of that, and partially because of how you going to make the bracha if there's no chova yet. You know, there's no chova there. So Chaim writes this in the he wrote a sefer in Maseches Mezuzah. You know, there's Maseches Ketanas. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, all the Maseches Ketanas, Maseches Avodim, Maseches Kusim, Maseches Mezuzah, he wrote a perush on. It's good. So that's what I tell people. They want to come in, do it right away, let them do it right away. Either because of Reb Chaim Kanievsky or because of those poskim like Rav Shach the Kron, Rav Shach and others that hold when there's a lease, and usually there's a lease. So, because if you're going to work with Rav Moshe's cheshbon, it's not so pashut, first of all, to do what Rav Moshe said. Because, like Rav Shach said from Rav Salvechik, you have to make a bracha, brichas ha-mitzvah, and a maisa mitzvah. If you're not doing any maisa, you don't make a bracha if there's no maisa. There's no maisa. You put your hand there, what is that? You see, if you put on tefillin and you didn't make the bracha, you can still make the bracha because every second you're wearing the tefillin, you're wearing it. You're doing a maisa. But there's no maisa. So you want to say, put it up right away for the Derech Chaim and then put your hand on it on day 31. It's a little bit.
It could be that when you make a bracha on tefillin and tzitzis after wearing it, it's not that you're doing a maisa, it's that you're wearing a maisa levisha, it's itself a maisa.
Right.
So meaning, let me rephrase it, it's not a maisa, it's the matzah.
No, but the Parshat Shad is the Birkas HaMitzvah is on a Maisa Mitzvah, like Rav Salvechik said. And therefore, just like when they make a Dimyon for the Gemar Makas, if you put on Shatnas, so every time you get a Hasra, you get another Malkas. You get another Malkas, even though I put it on once and now it's on me. But every time that it's continuing to be on you, is considered another ma'isa begufa, and ad kedei kach that we'll give you, we'll call a lav sheyesh ma'isa.
Yeah, just with regards to people who move into the apartment, so we mentioned that they should have their lock there. So I assume many apartments tonight, now you move into them, and those are all there. The people waiting for it. Is it no good at all then?
Right, if it's like a Wayum apartment that they have the Wayum mezuzahs.
But even not a Wayum apartment. A lot of places you move into a house and any, I assume, Tinek.
But a lot of people say, take your mezuzah, I'll put up my own. A lot of people.
Yeah,
Okay, in a situation where, you know...
A lot of people just say, take it, I'll get my own. That's what I've experienced.
Right, if it would be being left there, then what would be that?
Well, left there,
You don't make any bracha on inheriting mezuzahs.
Right, there's one opinion in the Magen Avraham that when you go into a house that has a mezuzah, you make a bracha lador b'bayis sheish b'mezuzah. But we don't do that.
And according to Zera Moshe, where if you're renting it's going to be able to reset it after 30 days. Because Moshe said that the first 30 days that you're renting, it doesn't matter that you have the mezuzah there.
Yeah, but once it's up, it could be that, think about it.
Well, the din is the Shulchan Aruch
says you can end up with mesmerim, nails. But the Aruch HaShulchan says you don't need mesmerim. Anything that will keep it adhesive is okay. You don't need nails. Rav Shachter thought the pshat is you have to have something that will be able to be sturdy as long as you're planning to live there. Okay. But we have, like a lot of some armistices, we have those things where you strip off the, as an adhesive. Now, what about archways? So I'll tell you. Archways, chayv mezuzah. Now, usually an archway doesn't have a door, right? Usually an archway doesn't have a door, so you're not going to make a bracha. Now, but chork, archway should need a mezuzah. So I usually tell people just do it. You know, there's a question: how do you determine what's the mezuzah and what's the mashkel by an archway? So some rishonim say the vertical part is the mezuzah and the curvature is the mashkel. So you always have to make sure that it's at least a tefach away from where the curvature begins, which you don't want to be too high. Other poses we show them hold that no, even the curvature could be part of the mezuzah until it gets to a straight dalet tefachim, and that's where the mashkel is. But till that is still part of the mezuzah. So some poskim taz say you can put it in a place where it's the shlish elyon of both. But the kids, I tell people, like Rabbi said, just follow the, you know, put it by your shoulder, and that's it. The Rav Soloveitchik had a unique opinion on this matter, and I never saw it b'chsav. I heard about it. So, from different sources. So, when I wrote my Sefer in Erevin, which also Erevin and Mezuzah have a lot of connections because it's also about Psachim and Surah Pesach, I decided I will quote this Psach in his name because I don't think it's brought down anyway. So now it's Bechsav. So, you can look at my Sefer in Erevin, and I quote this from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik, this is Rabbi Ganak confirmed with me. I heard it from. Other source, whatever, but I that Rav Soloveitchik would not put up any mezuzah in his house on an archway. Why? So he followed what's known to be the Ritva, but Ritva's not going to do it for him. But, you know, Ritva, so what, the Ritva? I mean, no, what he thought, I think I was told he thought that was trying the Rambam. That's a different story. That he holds that if there's no mold, you know, separate piece to be the mezuzah, then it's not chayav mezuzah. There's a ritva like that in Erevin. Some say, and Rav Dubin put out, that it could be the Rambam, Shnei Mezuzahs, that you need actual piece. But as well as archways, there's no piece there, it's just the archway. So Rav Soloveitchik, no mezuzah.
We need a piece, a little.
Yeah, this is
shooting out.
Yeah, this thing. In other words, it's a separate. You know, you have the doorway, and then you have this molding. So in an archery, you usually have the molding. So he didn't put up even in his house that he owned. He didn't have a mezuzah there. So you know, That was his shita. It's not the main accepted shita. In fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, even in his Sefer on Masachas Mezuzah, writes that he doesn't even think the Ritva meant that. He just thought the Ritva said that in the case where it's not going to be Nikr, that it's a Pesach, so then you need to put up a thing. But when it's obvious that this is the doorway, then even without the... But Rav Salman, so I was writing a Sefer on Surah Pesach, and this, and I, in my Sefer on Erevin, I have a couple of pieces that are relevant for Mezuzah because they're connected, so I quote this psak, just for the sake of now. I'm not going around telling people that they should do that, because it's not the minig olam to do such a thing. But if you're in somebody, every while you're in somebody's house, you see there's no thing there, so you don't have to think the guy's a total whatever. And there could be a sheet like that.
Is that unique to archways, or in theory a doorway such as the base medrash downstairs, where there's no specific side post? There are those glass doors that open the lock.
No, I see. Over there, as I told you last time, so I'm dealing with the one. I always go in the one by the bathroom on the right side. That's where I usually enter. And so over there, like Rav Shatov went down there, it's not even a doorway. Understand? Because there's nothing coming out. That's worse than the... See, the case of Rav Soloveitchik, the archway, there's something coming out. So we view that the thing coming out is the mezuzah, even though it's not a separate piece. But there is just putting a mezuzah in the middle of the wall. It happens to be they put those glass doors there. So Gitzel Berkowitz in the Sefer has a piece. Is there anyone going to say that if you have doors without a mezuzah, that's a mechayiv in mezuzah? That's the doors. So I think in Gitzel Berkowitz in the Sefer Eglei Dvash, he seems to say that there's no chayiv there. Because in Hilchas, Hilchas Erevin is relevant. There's a big machlokas between. Oh. The Ratziner. Ratziner Evri. The Baal HaTcheles. And the Chazon Ish. And the Ratziner also the Avnei Nezer. And this comes up a lot, I'll tell you. Sometimes you have to build an Erev. What can I tell you? So we're living in the generation where, you know, when I was growing up, there was still, the communities didn't have Erevin yet. You know, I was like Staten Island was one of the first, you know, community, Rabbi Teitz and Elizabeth, but a regular community, I was before the Erev thing. Now, every community at least has to have a controversial Erev. at least a controversial Erev, you know. But then there was a time that, you know, when you didn't have Erevin. So, but there's some communities that they can't, you know, legally they don't let you put these strings up. So, what do you do? So they use the losses. So, what is the losses? So basically, the way to explain it: picture an accordion. Okay. So you'd put an accordion on this side of the street, and then theoretically you could run out to the other. And that is called a delos. And that's a delos. And a delos, the mile of a delos is that delos works even in Shus HaRabim if it's Noel Balayla, according to the Rambam Roila Noel. So some say we can't put up the strings, so we're going to build an Erev based on what? Glosses. I remember when Rabbi Kenny Brander, years ago, he was a rabbi, so he was there in the Lincoln Square Synagogue. And I remember he brought the glosses to show the Shechter and the Kola. He had the glosses there. So Adelis could be, instead of a Tzuras HaPesach, Adelis, and Adelis could be even better than the Tzuras HaPesach, because Adelis what? Works even for Shus HaRabim Mamish. Oh. So that's in the Gemara. So what's the Avnei Nezer's Chiddush? What am I telling you to the Radzina Rebbe? You know, the Radzina Rebbe, he wrote the sefer. Part of, half the sefer is about the tchelus, the redzin of tchelus, and half the sefer is about the sheet on blossus. And he says that so if you could do it every night, open the dallas and close it, that's blossus hanudos balayla. That would be good according to Kulei Alma. But who's gonna let you do that every night in every street? Yeah, from this side of the street to the other side of the street. In other words, you're not going to have the delos ready to be. So I remember years ago Rabbi Ralbag from Brooklyn, Young Israel of Avenue K, when he was in Amsterdam. So that's how he built the Eirev in Amsterdam, with losses. In other words, in every street, he put a thing that had, again, he didn't do it like an accordion, but he did it like these wires, or Wilkes said chicken wire, you know, these wires, and then the wires could be spread out like a tennis, you know, to the other side, and there's a thing on the other side where theoretically you could hook on the wires and you have your loved Dallas, and that was because they couldn't put Surah HaPasach. And this way, what's your Eirev? Your Eirev is just your thing here, you're not bothering anybody. Your like box that has the wires in it's ready to be so the Chazon Ish was very emphatic against it, and he writes it more than one place. In fact, in the Mafteach to the Chazon Ish, he says Ma'od Ma'od Yeshli Zoyer, meaning he was anti. But I understand, it's a Gemara. What is he anti? Is he anti the Gemara? He says, the Chazon Ish says, no, you got it all wrong. He says, what a delos means is you have a Tzuras HaPesach, but the Rabbi Mabokeya. So since you have a delos, even a royal delos, that in theory could stop the Bekiyas HaRabim. So then, the delos is not the Mechitza, the Tzuras HaPesach is the Mechitza, but there's a Bekiyah. So the delos, or a potential delos, is going to stop the Bekiyah. But if you don't have your Tzuras HaPesach, you got nothing. That's what the Chazon Ish said. That the delos bleeds Tzuras HaPesach garnished. But the Avnei Nezer and the Radziner and all these things said that no, that the Gemara never says, where only speaks of delos, and delos means a delos alone. It's not Kamina when you have like in the public schools, they have these yards, so they have these big doors, you know. So what's the thing? If the door is open, could you carry there? Because a lot of times it's a pirtza yoser measer amas, and so when the door is closed, so that's vechitza. But when the door is open, so according to the Avnei Nezer, Dallas is a mechitza, even when it's open. It's a din mechitza. And the Avnei Nezer says, no, there's no such thing. So, getting back to mezuzah. So, it was like the Glock. They have a Dallas there, but they don't have a Pesach there. So, the Avnei Nezer says, so remember, Getzel Berkowitz quotes this. He says, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a shita. The Avnei Nezer held, the Radzina held, that it's a mechitza. But to say that it gets a din mezuzah, that's already we have, I think he points out, I haven't found anyone who says that. So therefore, in Glock would be a Dallas to lead Tzuras HaPesach, because Tzuras HaPesach has Konamikan, Mikan al Gabeim. So there's no Konamikan, it's a wall, it's the middle of a wall. So Mamela, but it's relevant for Hilchos for Eirvin. I think I remember Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Sif told me that Rav Oshri from the Lower East Side told him that in Europe, of course, they followed the Avnei Nezer. He says if they didn't follow the Radzin, if he says, I think he might have said about Warsaw, if I'm not mistaken. He says if we wouldn't have followed him, we'd have no Eirv in Warsaw. In other words, see, Chazon Ish, I'll just make a comment here, was very independent in posik. Because even the minute could have been a certain way, if he thought he learned the sugya and he thought it was not correct, then he would say it's not correct. In other words, the Avnei Nezer and what the Radzina, that was what people did. They used losses, even though it didn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. And Chazanish says one day that it's all no good. It's all no good. He, on his own, he gives a zog. Because Chazanish, he went through the Indian. He went through it, and he said, oh, only if you're the Chazanish, you could do this. He went through the Indian. It's like, one day maybe I'll give, you know, the international dateline. So the whole world was saying one thing, and the Chazanish says no. The whole world, that year, with a mere yeshiva, the whole world was keeping Yom Kippur on Wednesday. And the Chazanish says no. Ichlu bervi, Ichlu bervi, Tzumru b'chamishi. And he was independent. And that was the first time that he became like public. And that's how the Olam, that's you should read Professor Brown's biography of the Chazanish. This is like Chazanish was a Nechbel HaKelim. No one knew of him. You know, he was sitting there, and then he became, that was one of his first public, and he didn't even, you know, he was confident that he learned the sugya, and he was, you know, Ian Godel, and this is what he concluded, and that's it. So even though there are other, most Rabbanim said not that way. He had that. So that's why I tell people that, you know, for this, the Ikar Din is the, not like the Chazanish. For B'nai Torah, I think they should keep 2 days of Shabbos if they go to these places. If they somehow have a reason to go to these places. I always used to be upset about the trips to Hawaii. They spend so much money to go to Hawaii for Pesach. So according to Hawaii, happens to work out good with the Chazanish, but according to Rav Tukachinsky, the Shabbos is on Friday in Hawaii, and then Yom Tov is the day before. So you say, Mela, you're spending so much money. So you go to Florida, you spend so much money, but at least you'll get the mitzvah. Here, maybe you're doing the Seder on the wrong day. He says, Mela, you'll spend some of the money, at least do the mitzvah. But the Chazanish was a unique posek. Like, he was very, you know, he was very independent, and he had, you know, he had his shitas, and everything he says was thorough, Ian Godel. You can't sit back in bed with a Chazanish. It won't go. You know, some story you can sit back in bed and read the Chazanish. Every line you gotta, you know. Oh, that going back to the Chazanish, you should know. So Ravadi told me this thing about that the Shlish Elyon and the thing is really the same Shir. So I thought he was the only one who said that, which I never saw it anyplace. Until one day, I opened up the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu. You know Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu? Orchas Rabbeinu? It's the Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law. He was very close to the Stipler. He's very close to the Stipler. So he wrote like 5-6 volumes of every hadhago that the Stipler did about Lulav and Esrog. Fascinating Sefer. So he said the Chazanish wasn't so machbid about Shlish Elyon. All he was machbid is the shoulders. So I was very happy when I saw that. And the Chazanish also held that the same idea. And then I saw elsewhere from the Derech Chaim, I might say this as well. Okay. Let me just see if there's anything that we. Decks. We talk about decks. The deck. What?
I don't think so.
So what's the story with the deck? So the deck, if it has mechitzas around the deck. So the question, do you put it on the right side going out into the deck, or do you put it from the deck going into the house? And also Nafkamina, in the Lower East Side, all the buildings have these little porches on the, you know, the fifth, every floor has a, so Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Moshe Shita was, Rav Moshe is a tshuva, this is an Igros Moshe, he put it on the right side going out into the porch. And the Chazanish held going going into the house. So I was never comfortable with this chazanish because it's against my thing about backtracking. Right? Because in other words, here you're on the 10th floor, so you go to, into the deck, into the thing, and then you come back in. So that's why I like Rav Moshe's thing. You go, there, chiluch, finished. But chazanish held that, no, it's only chayiv in mezuzah because it's nitbal to the house, so therefore the chiv is it's shaykes to the house, so then you put on the right side going from the little repesit there to the house. So in there, a lot of the Chazanish's psakim in Eretz Yisrael became more popular in Bnei Brak and things like that, and so that's how things became. But I was never happy with this because so Chazanish is Lishitoso because he holds like the Rabbi Kiva Eger that by the closet you go going out, so he's not bothered by the backtrack, even though he knows also what I said that you don't put two mezuzahs here, but he views it as certain things you don't view the first halicha as anything, and then you just step down it from the second halicha because it's going down. But for me the metzius is it's the backtracking, so that's why I was never into this. Rabbi's into the chazanish going from the deck on into the house. I'm into the Moshe going from the house into the deck.
And what about going into a fence backyard?
So yeah, this fence backyard is the same idea. The same idea. So going from the house into the if the hiluch, the normal hiluch, is going from the house into the backyard. If there's a knisa from the street to the fence backyard, you can get in, and to the house, then it would be a different shayla, because maybe the rov hiluch is going from the, depending on the end of the question, but if it's a totally enclosed, so the only way you get into that backyard is via the house,
mm-hmm.
So then, the question was, what's the din of chatzir, that's a whole discussion, Hilchos Charika, the Chazanish Shita is that you can't light in the Chatzir b'zman hazeh. Right, that's why Rav Shechter doesn't like people lighting in the lobbies anymore, but the Brisker Rav said you could, so that's what to rely on. But the backyards is a whole discussion. Okay, I thank Rabbi Orlian once again for inviting me to spend some time with you in Yoni Mezuzah. And okay, Mezuzah's I told you, Rabbi Aaron Feldman, I was on the phone with him recently. He told me that I complimented his son Sefer Agro Balecha. He said, my son worked on that Sefer for 13 years, he told me. So, okay, so this wasn't 13 years. Maybe it was 13 years of thinking about this to present this to you. But it was always nice to spend time sharing Divrei Halacha, Divrei Torah together. We thank Rabbi Orlian. And, okay. Shana Habab Yerushalayim.
Yeah.